This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskulith. This is the news, of course, in a simple form of Icelandic. And if you are trying to pick up a few words in Icelandic, we hope that by following along with the text here, you're able to do that. You'll find a link to that text in Icelandic, in that simple form of Icelandic, on the page accompanying this show from RÚV English Radio. And Bjarni's here once again, as he always is, every week, as we bring you the news in that simplified Icelandic. Hi, Bjarni.
Hi, góðan dag.
Today we're going to look at something which first really hit the headlines, I think it's fair to say, not just here in Iceland, but around the world in 1975, the women's strike, as it was called then. There have been repeats of this over the years, most recently 2 years ago, when women across the country downed tools and decided to not work, and we remember being men, the extra tasks that we had to take on as a consequence of that decision a couple of years ago. 50th anniversary of the first woman's strike, and there's going to be another one on the 24th of October. Now, we're going to start our reading today that you can follow along with under the photograph of an astonishing image, and this is from 2 years ago, isn't it? This is the centre of Reykjavik from 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 120,000 women,
something
maybe
around
more,
that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is almost half of the entire Icelandic population.
Yes, it's quite a lot.
So we shall go through this text, as we always do, from the start, and then we'll go right back to the beginning and go through it line by line and try to pick out some of these terms. So take it away, Bjarni.
Takk. Konur far í verkfall föstudaginn 24. oktober. Fyrir 50 árum fóru konur líka í verkfall. Það var árið 1975. Þá vildu konur fá sömu laun og karlar. Konur vildu líka sína að vinna þeirra mikilvæg. 60 félög vinna saman að verkfallinu. Félögin kalla sig kvenna ár. Af hverju verkfall núna? Fleiri konur segja frá ofbeldi. Karlar fá hærri laun en konur. Konur vinna meira heimilisverk en karlar. Hvað gerist á verkfallsdaginn? Það verða tveir viðburðir. Fyrst verður gengið götur, svo verður fundur á Arnarhóli í Reykjavík. Fólk getur líka hist í sinni heimabyggð. Mörg félög taka þátt í verkfallinu.
So let's go back to the start. We go back 50 years for some information about the first of these women's strikes, and we look ahead to what's happening on the 24th of October. You can follow along with this text, of course, a link on the page accompanying the show. And we begin with that sentence once again, just under that photograph of all those participants from 2 years ago.
Já. Konur far í verkfall föstudaginn 24. oktober. Women go on strike on Friday, the 24th of October.
Verkfall.
Exactly. And there we see one of the main terms in this article. The word verkfall, for strike, comes from falla, to fall, really, and verk as a task. So all tasks will fall down.
It's workfall.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Your all work is falling down at that moment. So, and also on a Friday, first dag, and then because we are linking something that's happening on a certain date, we will use the accusative form of the ordinal number. So we say 20. og 4. with a at two ends, 20. og 4. oktober. Fyrir 50 árum fóru konur líka í verkfall. 50 years ago, women went also on a strike. Það var árið 1975. That was in the year 1975.
A lot of people still remember that, don't they?
Absolutely, yes. Mm. And many, like young women or even girls at that time, remember that solidarity feeling, seeing mothers, grandmothers taking their daughters with them, etc., etc., to show the power and the weight of women in the society.
And of course, within just a few years of that date, Iceland became the first country on the planet to elect democratically a female head of state.
Absolutely.
1980.
Yes, exactly. When Vigdís became our president. So that's, you can link all that together.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. Þá vildu konur fá sömu laun og karlar. Then women wanted to have same salary, the same amount meaning, as men. Konur vildu líka sína að vinna þeirra mikilvæg. Women wanted also to show that their work is important. 60 félög vinna saman að verkfallinu. 60 associations or unions also, different types of associations, work together for this strike. Félögin kalla sig kvenna ár. Those associations call themselves, and this that's happening, kvenna ár, women's year.
So that is kvenna in the genitive.
Exactly.
And ár, meaning the year of.
Year of women.
Of women.
Exactly. And all the year 2025 has been with this remark that having different conferences and meetings and so on. And this, absolutely, we could say that this will be one of the high points in that.
Yes. Now, the concerns, I think it's fair to say, have changed and maybe moved on a little bit since 1975 when the focus was just on equal pay.
Exactly.
That situation has perhaps improved, maybe not gone as far as everyone would like, but there are new issues, aren't there, new concerns.
And exactly.
We come to that in the next part of the
Yes, and in the next phrases we point that out. Af hverju verkfall núna? Why is there a strike now? Fleiri konur segja frá ofbeldi. More women tell about violence. Karlar fá hærri laun en konur. Men get higher salary than women. Konur vinna meira heimilisverk en karlar. Women do more of domestic chores than men.
Heimilisverk.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can see there that it's home and it's work, isn't it?
Exactly.
So it's work in the home. It's not the homework you'd give a child at school, but it's work that's done in the home.
Exactly, because heimili comes from heima, that is the same word as home in English, and then it's the heimili as the place where you live, and then every kind of task done in the home.
And still in the previous sentence there's still a concern about the salary, the laun.
Exactly, yes. Laun is then meaning exactly what you get in return, what you are rewarded for in the old meaning, and here as salary. And of course that's an ongoing debate, also linked with, you know, the social pattern of which jobs are more women jobs than men's and so on. So this is an ongoing battle, absolutely.
Okay.
Hvað gerist á verkfallsdaginn? What will happen of the day of the strike? Það verða tveir viðburðir. There will be two things going on, if you like. And their viðburður is all kind of happening that can be, is masculine. So therefore, the number two will be in masculine form. Tveir viðburðir. Fyrst verður gengið götur. First, it will be walking around the streets. People will be walking on the streets.
Does that mean a march then, or a parade, or just a gathering?
That's a good question, because at least in this text, it's very open.
Yes.
So it could be, I think, I haven't seen it advertised yet. It will be a march, but I think people are free to do so.
Yes, exactly. If they've got room, if they're able to walk around,
exactly.
Because we've seen the photos from last time.
Yes, it can be quite full on the streets.
Indeed.
But that will end with a meeting. Svo verður fundur á Arnarhóli í Reykjavík. Then we will have a meeting at Arnarhóll in Reykjavik. That is a very old venue for all kind of manifestations and outdoor meeting like this one, like we can see on the photo attached to the article. So it has been for decades a famous place for that. Fólk getur líka hist í sinni heimabyggð. People can also meet in their local surroundings, meaning that it's not at all linked with Reykjavik only. People everywhere in Iceland are encouraged, of course, to take part.
Yeah, we had some wonderful photos coming in last time from all over the country. I imagine that we will again.
I hope so. Yes. Mörg félög taka þátt í verkfallinu. Many associations take part in the strike.
One of my favourite shows that has been on RÚV in the last couple of years was the episode of Krakkafréttir, the children's news, a couple of years ago when this happened on the day of the strike. And it is still worth, I don't know whether it's on our spillery on the RÚV player, but it's worth seeking out if you can, because the presenter of the programme, who was a man, didn't have a script.
Okay.
Didn't have anyone to operate the camera, and so the focus was just on him not being able to say or do anything for the duration of the broadcast. And the point of that, of course, was to show that if you take women out of the equation and you take their skills and their labor and their knowledge out of any situation, then the men who are left are in very many cases going to be struggling. I know that we will on the 24th of October find it difficult here at RÚV to get our normal service.
Absolutely.
For example, as was the case 2 years ago, but I'm sure many people would appreciate why that is the case. So hopefully in there some useful terms in Icelandic as we head towards the 24th of October. Bjarni, thank you very much indeed.
Takk fyrir.
That is the news in a simple form of Icelandic. We hope it was also useful in terms of picking up a few new words if you are learning the language. And another episode of Oithskjuli, the news in a simple form of Icelandic, next week. This is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.